connection with my...
I'm joined by Nadim Houri from Human Rights Watch, who's monitoring the situation in Syria from neighbouring Lebanon. Nadim, we're getting extremely conflicting reports of what's been happening in the northwestern town of Jasir al-Shakhur. Can you help us verify exactly what's been going on?
Look, I mean, it's hard to talk about verification at this stage because we're still getting conflicting reports, particularly because access to the town, obviously physical access is very difficult, internet has been cut off, and the few people who have sat phones and other phones that are working are few. What we've been able to gather from one witness from the town is that the protests in Jasir al-Shakhur started on Friday. Large numbers came out. According to the witness, the protests were peaceful, and at that point, members of military security and the army shot at them. A number of people were wounded and were transferred to Turkey. I mean, that has been confirmed by sources in Turkey as well, and that there were around 20 people died. Now,
were they civilians? Were they security forces?
No. Now, those 20 people who died, according to the witness, were civilian, were protesters. But there were, he indicated that there were, however, some confrontations, and that the eventually the security forces ran out of bullets, and at that point, the protesters took them as hostages. Now, what happened to the security forces afterwards is, right now, one of the questions that remain unclear. We've got Syrian official sources saying that, you know, anywhere from 80 to 120 have been killed. But, you know, some of the witnesses are saying, yes, some were killed. Not sure exactly what circumstance, but that the numbers are lower. We know that the security forces used helicopters on Saturday. Witnesses talked about four helicopters over Jasir al-Shakhur on Saturday. One of the witnesses said they were used to shoot at people from 3 to 6 p.m. On Saturday. But again, it's very difficult to confirm all of this because the number of witnesses so far is limited that we've been able to speak to.
Activists say that there have been clashes between the army factions. Have you heard that? Is that at all verified?
Sure. Yeah, we did hear that. I mean, according to the witness we spoke to, he did tell us that a number of the army defected to the protester side, and that some of them are actually still, in a way, hiding with the protesters. How many? You know, when we asked how many soldiers, the answer was simply a few soldiers, and that some of them had been shot. Again, the sort of the still remains murky. We're hearing about 48 protesters died in total, and more than 60 security officials, which is a large number. You know, how much of it was due to defections? How much of it was due to protesters responding to violence? All that remains to be verified.
But it does seem that the at least in this town that the protesters are resisting. If they're seizing soldiers captive.
Yeah, I mean, according to the witnesses, there's clearly something happened between Friday and Saturday in Jasir al-Shakhur, and there was some form of armed resistance. Now, we don't know, according to the one witness we spoke to, he's saying these were protesters sort of responding to violence from the security forces. But again, a lot of it has to be clarified further, and I think what's essential at this point is for the Syrian authorities to grant access to independent observers. It's very hard to confirm exact events, and I think this is going to get more difficult as the situation gets murkier.
That seems unlikely to be granted, that request, given that we're also getting reports now that tanks are moving into the town.
Yeah, and I think this is, this is key. I mean, the access remains key. Is it likely at this stage? No. I mean, we've seen the Syria basically denying requests for access, not only for journalists or independent human rights groups, but also so far for the UN Human Rights Council investigation that was tasked to to look into the events inside Syria. At the same time, I think at this stage it's very important for the UN Security Council to call for an independent investigation into Syria. Even countries that are opposed to sort of a Security Council resolution so far, such as Russia and China, surely must recognize that, you know, an independent investigation that can establish the facts objectively and look into all sides of the story would be beneficial for all parties and would be an essential step to end the violence inside Syria.
Do you think that the timing of this is significant, given that resolution is about to be tabled by France? Do you think the Syrian government is trying to garner sympathy from the likes of China and Russia?
No, I mean, this has been the strategy of Syria all along, and we know that the Russians and the Chinese had been opposing the introduction of a Security Council resolution by threatening to veto it, and we're still going to find out if those threats will be acted upon, and we surely hope that they wouldn't, because it is very important at this stage, now that more than 1,000 protesters have died, more than, you know, that for independent investigators to come in, for the facts to come out, for people to be held accountable for that violence.
Okay, Nadeem, thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.